Welcome to First Reading, the Old Testament Lectionary Podcast for Friends of the Hebrew Bible Everywhere. My name is Rosie Canethal, and I am Assistant Professor in the Study of Religions at Wake Forest University. And I am joining you for what we have been calling our summer shorts, a brief but incisive take on the first reading from the Revised Common Lectionary for this week, August 11th. Our reading is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 18, and it's a bit of a cut and paste job, as we've come to expect from the RCL, verses 5 through 9, and then we skip to verse 15, and then we finally close with verses 31 to 33 of that chapter. And in brief, what 2 Samuel 18 addresses is the death and defeat of King David's son, Absalom, after the unsuccessful attempt at a coup and a conspiracy that involved some of David's top officials, advisors, military leaders, and in fact, a campaign that successfully drew alliances from all Israel in a violent overthrow, potentially, of King David. 2 Samuel 18 is a low point in King David's life. And the story ends verses 31 to 33 with this tragic keening cry from a father that we hear from all kinds of authors. But the cry is, my son, Absalom, oh, my son, if only I had died in your place, Absalom, my son. It is a heartrending cry at the end of Absalom's life. But in order to be able to understand the events that are taking place here, we really need to go back a little bit in the narrative. And I would say we need to go back to 2 Samuel chapter 13, where we get the story of Tamar's brutal rape. And Tamar is Absalom's sister, and her rape takes place at the hands of Amnon, King David's first son, who is next in line for the throne. So after Tamar's rape at Amnon's hands, Tamar takes refuge and confides in her brother Absalom. And Absalom consoles his sister, and the two of them wait, it looks as though, for King David to take some sort of action. But the text tells us that King David is angry and upset, but does not do anything outwardly to curb his son's violent impulses or to punish him. And they wait 2 full years. When at that point, Absalom decides to take matters into his own hands and engineers for the murder of his brother Amnon at his own home. So as you can already see, there's a lot of interfamily violence, a lot of interfamily, just difficult dynamics that you can see in 2 Samuel chapter 13, 14, 15. It goes all the way out until 18. So over 4 years' time, by the time we get to just before 2 Samuel chapter 18, Absalom has consolidated enough force to be able to push his father out of the kingdom. And he makes a move to do so. And King David is forced to flee Jerusalem. So King David runs out, and the text also shows all of King David's failures being kind of brought up again as his enemies fling curses at him and tell him that he has deserved all of this as he leaves Jerusalem. It's a really low point for King David. And if I can just kind of bring us back to 2 Samuel chapter 18 now, because we've got some of the background, and it is in this chapter that Joab, King David's general, and his nephew manages to kill Absalom. But when they bring news to King David in chapter 18, he is obviously upset, and so upset that the troops returning from battle come back quietly, not celebrating, because they realize that their king maybe would have preferred if every single one of the soldiers had died, if only his son Absalom had lived. At the end of chapter 18, we see that he has been broken by these events. If we can talk about just some preaching points here as I try to close this episode, I want to bring up the fact that the gospel for this week is John chapter 6, the kind of critical bread of heaven discourse, the I am the bread of life saying that Jesus gives. And if you will remember, at the end of that passage, many of Jesus' disciples turn from following him. So this is also a moment of deep abandonment for Jesus. In fact, at the end of chapter 6, he asks his own disciples, "Do you too want to leave?" The saying is so difficult, the discourse is so difficult that many just, they cannot accept it, and they decide to leave, those who had been following Jesus. So there, one preaching point might be just to explore the issue of abandonment. Another that I have really been sitting with as a, you know, kind of relatively new parent is my own failures as a parent and our own kind of inevitable reckoning with our parents' failures and their humanity, the inevitable ways that they just can't be everything. And in this case, 2 Samuel chapter 18 gives us an opportunity to see the ways that David's love and passion for his children has blinded him to a lot of really important character issues, to straight up violence within his family, and his failure to fulfill his role as an instrument of God's justice. His inability to hold his sons to account is something that we see in the sex abuse scandals that have riddled, I mean, every organization in our society, religious and political, educational, where we see the inability to hold abuse to account, abuse of power to account, and the kinds of intergenerational trauma that engenders within our organizations and communities. So this might be an opportunity as a leader, as a pastor, to reflect on the fact that our organizations fail, and that wherever power is involved, even family, like misguided love can cause us to fail in our basic responsibility as faithful humans to God and to justice and to love. And so, you know, I might offer that as a, you know, a possible other preaching point in connection with the gospel in John chapter 6. Best of luck to you as you come up with your own angles for your preaching. And I offer you happy preaching and a happy summer. God's blessings to you.